Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 114. So we're going to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And by this time, you should be able to quote Hebrews 4:12 offhand with me. So let's go. For Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And we're combining that to this Hebrews 4:12, we're combining that with 2 Timothy 3:16, which says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, praise God. So we've been looking at what the word is, and we've been comparing the word with what 2 Timothy 3:16 talks about, that scripture, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, but not all scripture is inspired by God. So I'll give you one final one in Acts of the Apostles, and I think that is a classic one. And it can be found in Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter 5, where there was a man, let me read from verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. So everybody was selling, and you sell what you have, you bring it to the apostles, and it was used for everybody. So it was like a community thing. You just bring your money, we are all bring in our monies, everything we get, so that every single person can be taken care of. One person will not have it all and others will be starving. So they also wanted to be part of what was happening, but they had an ulterior motive. So that was to keep part of it, but then go and do the show to go and put it down and say, Mr. Ananias and Sapphira, and they have brought this amount of money. So They sold this property so that you guys, the church can be taken care of. But apparently, he had kept part of it. And Peter said unto Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after you sold, wasn't it your why come and deceive all of us? And as he said that, then he slammed. Ananias slumped and died. And while the young men picked him and went to bury him, not less than 3 hours, his wife also came, who was called Mrs. Sapphira, also came. And then she didn't know what had happened. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. Is it true that this amount you brought was the amount that you got from the land? She could have easily said, no, that is not. We kept part for this, and this is what we brought, and nothing would have happened to her. But again, she wanted to present a certain front. So she said, yes. And she said, for so much. Was it not a lie? Sapphira lied. Ananias lied. So was this lie? Yeah. For so much, was that inspired by the Holy Spirit? No, it was not the Holy Spirit who inspired Ananias and Sapphira to lie. It was not the Holy Spirit who gave them those words. Yes, for so much. Yes, that's the right amount. Yes, here it is. It was definitely not the Holy Spirit who did that. But the person who wrote it out was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write them out. Why? To help us He said the scripture is given so that the man of God will be thoroughly furnished. You will be able to understand what God has said to you by the doctrine, by the reproof, by the correction, all these things. When we also read that, really, some people died when they lied, when they were hedging. They didn't tell the man of God, or they didn't present the real truth. So you also learn by that not to live in the same way. A lot of people are lying to pastors and we're happy. Oh, what happened to Ananias and Sapphira cannot happen to me. My pastor, I lie to her all the time. My pastor, they don't even know. Sometimes it's like there's a man in my room. There's a woman in my room. I go to sleep with my boyfriend and I even call from there. I do Zoom prayer meeting. I do that and nobody's able to detect. Who are you deceiving? You are not deceiving anybody. Not at all. These things are written for our own benefit. You see what had happened to them, and by that, you are able to correct yourself through the scriptures. So everything that was written, all scripture, is not inspired by God, but all scripture is the scriptures that we see there, or what we read as scripture, Those ones were, the people who wrote them were inspired to write them down. So I believe that by this time you should be able to understand what I say. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, but not all scripture is inspired by God. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.